We're both time today, Shir, a special Shir for Hanukkah. Here's the Shir by Tikkun. It's a Ma Inyan Tikkun Eichel Hanukkah. Who? The obvious answer? But the Tara Shavuot is Tikkun Hanukkah.
Eight.
It's not dumb. And the Fed by Torah and the Parsha, which we're given a chance to do on Thursday, ties everything in together. On Thursday, we pointed out that Tzitzit is symbolized as so the minig was that the Kala would give the Kala to the Chosin. The Kala, you have eyes only for me. No, no, Kanaga.
Eight.
It's not dumb. On the Fed by Torah and the Parsha, which we're given a chance to do it on Thursday, ties everything in together. On Thursday, we pointed out that Tzitzit is symbolized as so the minig was that the Kala would give the Kala to the Chosin. The Kala have eyes only for me. No more. No, don't look at anybody else from now on. And that's it. Now, you may say that the Kala is Pasha that way. It is Pasha that way. But nevertheless, in difficult times, and it was not the first generation, which is a difficult time. It requires a person having a proper orientation to know that it's necessary for him to control himself. That was the Gemara we saw on the Menachos Nandal last week, that rather dramatic Gemara we read together, about the Talmud Echad, was saved from the Easter of Nuz by the Tzitzit. In a certain sense, if you think about it for a minute, of course, Baruch, as I mentioned to you on Thursday, created certain Yetzirah. If it was not for the Yetzirah, the person wouldn't do what the world wants him, what the world needs him to do. Whether it be eating or sleeping, we mentioned in the Mashiach from Bonavish just now. The person wouldn't be hungry, he wouldn't eat, he'd die of malnutrition, he wouldn't be tired, he wouldn't sleep, he'd die of the system running into the ground. So that God is well created within a human being, a different kind of a need, without which the person wouldn't have children, and without which the world would cease to exist. But you know, it's not always easy to fine-tune the yeshiva which HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into a person. If you think about it, if you look on the outside world, you will say that when a Jewish person conducts himself to that which is in Ka'alapa, it's really nothing, not much short of a miracle. It's really such a single innate. Just look on the outside world. It goes on now. I mean, just do whatever you want. And nevertheless, despite this zeitgeist, despite spirit which is pervading the Western society in which we live, a spirit of immorality. Nevertheless, in our community, in the Torah community, Baruch Hashem, with unfortunately a few notable exceptions, one of which we spoke about on Thursday, and others like that, but without these notable exceptions aside, the Torah community is adhering to a series of rules that are now viewed as being absolutely antiquated. Absolutely. I mean, that the person the Kala gets married and they don't have any quote experience, because the scope of these kids today is a father, but clear, can't be. They're crazy people. Crazy people. Because in the outside world it looks like a Shigoyah. Yet, we believe with every strength that we have, that this is absolutely required and it's capacity that there's nothing to talk about. Someone came to me before and said, you know, you just realize how difficult it is to keep the halachas of what he called Megiyah, and that. It's not difficult. It's all matter how you look at it. You look at it as an absolute, so that's absolute. There's no problem. It's like a fire. It's viewed as a fire. You can't go into a fire. Something you like in a fire is Frank, to those things, he's in the fire, you know. Those, well, I want to go to Frank, they're going to be crazy. No one's going to go to fire. Dangerous, you can't go through. So there's an issue of the gear, the purpose of the issue there. There's an issue, you can't do it. There's nothing to talk about. But, you know, to be on a Zahmad Rega, to be a Ben Torah. And a Ben Torah really, in effect, is really going Lumal and the Derech HaTeva. The Derech HaTeva, you can't be misgabber. That's how Tzitzis is very significant. That's the connection between Tzitzis and Chanukah, for the Tzitzis of the Chanukah tree. The Maharami Prague writes in the Sefer Ner Mitzvah, Maral writes that the reason there are 8 days to Chanukah is because 8 symbolizes the supernatural. The world was created in 7 days, built on 7 pillars, Chosva, Mudeh, Shiva, Chosva says, and the 8th is always symbolizing the supernatural. Maral has a whole series of examples to prove this point. Mila, or Mila on the 8th day, also ties into that, that's correct. The fact that there are 7 weeks before Matan Torah, that the 7 weeks implies that the 7 is nature and Torah is supernatural. On Shavuot, on Sukkot, there are 7 days for the nations of the world, and the 8th day is Kenegad Yisrael, which will amal in the Derech HaTeva. Vechulei, vechulei. A lot to be said about that, Nekuda. Suffice to say, 7 symbolizes the nature of the Maral in the Sefer on Chanukah, and 8 is the supernatural. In fact, there are 8 days of Chanukah, that's 8 is supernatural. If you think about it, that's Tzitzis is also 8. If Tzitzis is the says below, Tzitzu Achorei Necha, Asher Atem Zonim Achorei. Strange. The Torah is. The normal thing is to be Zonim Achorei. The normal thing is to do what's being done in the schools today and the outside world today. And your Torah is telling you no. You don't stray. Even though it's normal in the outside world to pray, you are going to do something which is really miraculous. Because you're going to reason also, you're going to see the tzitzis, as this Chacham did in, Chacham did in the Gemara Menachos, and no matter what you want to do otherwise, the tzitzis is going to prevent you from doing it. It's really a sense of the nature. And that's why tzitzis is 8, Chanukah is 8. They both have this idea of a miracle. One, of course, is a miracle that violated the laws of nature in terms of the laws of physical nature. And the second one violates what I call the laws of human nature. But who's to say what's a bigger miracle? That's what the Chazal say, unless it's Parsha. Yes, it's Parsha, Chazal say, Vayanach Bigdo Piyoda, Vayanach Vayete Achutza. Yosef Atzadi had every reason to sin. Every reason. Apart from the natural reason to sin, which everybody has. For him to sin with the men, he would do well with the proper people who would elevate him to a high position. To refuse to sin, we know that they're in jail. Of course, nefesh. And yet, despite that, he went against human nature. He went against every thing that should have happened. He was someone who didn't have the tremendous support system where he was by himself, and it was his chance to make it big. And nevertheless, he saw the Muzyuk no Shalavik. He saw Yaakov Avinu's picture somehow appear to him in the Hakukla Tachasuse Atavit, and that's Tachas from Sinik Hadassa. So it says in the Medrash, Hayom Rav Hayom, he said it today in Halach. Maro, the sea saw and its yonos, it fled. What did the sea see? The Chazal say it saw Arono Shoyosef. Arono Shoyosef. What does it mean? It says Hayom Rav Yono. It says Vayono Shoyosef Achuto. That's what it saw. The first has to play on words. Sayonah, what's here's the connection. Kriyas Yamtim is a miracle, Rabosa. It's a miracle, no question about it. It's a miracle that goes against the physical nature of the world. Does the Yamtim want to split? I should go against my nature. Why? Because Baruch Hu showed the Yam Aron HaShayotah. Yosef went against his nature. Nature, human nature, would have been for the sin. But rather, he did not sin and he got into trouble for not sinning. But Yonah faced a chus and him in jail. So to you, to see, you can also split. And to create Yamsuf, which is miraculous, poisoned in therefore to Sisit, tied therefore into Hanukkah, into Hala, and all part of the Brit Mila. In the Brit Mila we have one Pierce, only one Pierce. You have a city, you have a sitter? Only one Pierce upon an average sitter. Brit Mila. That's called Yom Liabosha. In the period of Yom Liabosha, which is traditionally recited, traditionally recited at a Brit Mila, and there a number of things are referred to. Of course, it refers to the Kriyat Yamsuf. It refers to the Brit Mila, and it also refers to if you look in the period, it talks about the how's it going? I can't take the food from. Are you having it? Oh. There it goes. It says, Thou can't take the food from Yasu Gedilin. Yeah? Thou can't take the food from Yasu Gedilin. It's a citizen of the mitzvah. The mitzvah, what's the citizen doing in here? Has to do with creating the food from Yamsu. It has to do with Mila. What's the connection? That's the connection. They all tie in with this idea of going against nature. And you think about it, if you look at Rashi tells you in Chumash Parsha Shlach, I'm not mistaken at the end, that the Kriyas Yamsuf is placed on, catch this now, Leil Shmini on the eighth night of Pesach. But the first one says it's not true. It's obviously not true. From the seventh time. It's some type of typo. Well, what do you mean typo? Well, it goes to Shmini. Well, Shmini, if you count from the day of Torah Pesach, Yudalah Zinit. It's a plea. Why do they suddenly start to count from the Yudalah Zinit just to get to count the Shmini? Hey, Nazari. Eight is the magic number. Eight is three of Yamtav, is the Malam, and that's every. If you only get eight, if you count from. They have problem patients. And that ties into Hanukkah, ties into Titus, ties into Brit Mila. All ties into one Yisod. And Yisod that they were living in a miracle. That's what Hanukkah means. Hanukkah is the last miracle we've had on record. Because it's an overt miracle. So look at the Chazal. What do you find miracles? The miracle lets you stop. During Bayis Shem, there were still miracles. Shimon HaTzadik was still miracle. But for the end of Bayashen, it was it. Hanukkah, and then that's just stopped. End of Bayashen, for Hanukkah, was very downhill. Because the Bayashen in the flan. You don't find any of those miracles were still going on. The end of the miracle. Hanukkah fell upon it. There's many, quote, miracles since then. This is historic. That's for sure. But since over a miracle, that was it. Hanukkah was the last reported one. So it's very important to think about the sort of miracle, the nissen. This absolute nissen that we call nissen the star, and it's ruling in human nature. Okay? So therefore, it's not a coincidence that today's Shia is on Hanukkah, Shia on Tishrei. It all ties into the same result. Can we say, huh? Yeah. Important school of Tzitzis Kenegas from Mitzvah Shabbat Torah. No. So this is the tie of the Hanukkah. Let's discuss the Rotai. The Tos is here in the Sefer Tzuvos Hamem. Okay? You left off in the middle of Tos. We're just going to read a few lines today, that's all. The Imtomar, we'll start with the Imtomar. Seventh line of Tosfos. That means you can use, catch this now, you can use woolen strings for your linen garments. Vishal tishtan, coach and vishal semer. It's a pellet. You can use what? You can use linen strings for a woolen garment. By my potrin. For efsa l'kayim shneim, the lovan efsa b'mino. Tishtan is lovan. So why do you have a right to use linen strings in your woolen garment? There should be no hetter for this. B'yomer Rabbeinu Tam, here's a key line. B'chol dalet chutin lavon vaday asur. The efshe b'mina. For you to take four linen strings on a woolen garment, everyone agrees to pray with it. With efshe l'kayim shneim. I will hustle to Omar, the Shnei Chute Semer Lovan Potum Bishal Pishtam. Why? The Migu de Tchelet Potra, Shekvonat the Kalayma de Tchelet Shabot, Lovan Shal Semer Nami Potra. So therefore the other two strings can also be white of, made of wool. Umigu de Shnei Chute Lovan Shal Semer. Poach and Bishal Pishtan, we just got to the saying. So too, Shnei Chutei Lavan Shal Pishtan, Nami Poach and Bishal Semer. Poach, by the way, realized the weaknesses of his argument immediately. Afal Gav, 1 second. The Lonas, the Hosn, Kalayim, I did tell the Shabbat. Yeah. Nevertheless, we apply this so-called Migu. And Poach, just 1 second, one more thing. The Tzarechian, im shnei chutei lavan shal pishtam, im shnei chutei lavan shal semer, mutter lasteis bitalis shal semer, o bitalis shal pishtam. Oh, it's not sure. The shem, why? If you follow me, it should be mutter. The shem alahut, im shnei chutei lavan al adatu, im akum tele, avas lo, im akum tele, lo, o dilma lo, shno, so shnei chutei lavan shal pishtan told him b'shal sen afagav the hosan tcheres lo ma'av lo morid slightly also tcheres lo od lo nasa kati kulayim period. I thought it was a technical question at the end about the color ilan, which is not just technical problem. On both sides there are two zorim and both. We are going to concentrate on the first side, which is accepted by both folks. Namely, it's only mutter when you have tzeres. The second there takes amigus literally. Amigu ahim and amigu aher. Amigu this way, amigu that way. Frankly, I don't understand that too well. We're going to concentrate on the first side of the story here. Namely, it's only mutter when you have tzeres. When you have tzeres, it's mutter. You have no tzeres, it's not. Yes, no. Yeah. No, it's saying that's a philosopher. If you play with migus, it's like a game of chicken. You keep pushing further to the edge. Well, this one, and that migu, another migu. And even though it doesn't make sense exactly, it doesn't matter, it's still a migu. So that's hard for me to understand. We're going to stick with the first here. Our discussion for today is based on the first side of the story here in the focus. Namely, that the only time it's mutter to have kilayim b'tzitzis when you don't have to have kilayim b'tzitzis is in the case of this case. That's our discussion for today. Yes. Whenever there is chelus. Whenever there is chelus, then you can do whatever you want. Whenever there is no chelus, then you can only make the line when there's no alternative. That's the post says according to the first side of the Masorah here. No alternative. What's that? What's up with that?
When would you ever be able to put a without
scale? Why not? I put on four, I have no scale, I don't have four white strings of wool. I put them on. Before the one day closes, you can. The second time. Not the well, not quite. What's the second time? If you can use two chutei lavan shel pishnin and two chutei lavan shel tzemer, you do that on the talah shel tzemer, talah shel pishnin. That's the shayla. The worst human answer is no. Most of the time is not sure. We'll still know the answer is no. Okay, the answer is no. Only by what? You cannot put in effect create kilayim. You cannot create kilayim when you have no chel. You may not do only when you have chel, then you may create kilayim even if you don't have to. Okay. So obviously, according to the first day, the word migu is lav dafka. If migu is dafka, then it should come out in the second day. So what's shot in the first day? So here I have a major shiur from the Rav of Zayin Gazon, which is printed in the shiurim for in the memory of his father, the Yartat shiurim, page Reish, as I told you, so some of you are looking at it. We have the following, proposed the following shot, which others also said the kitzur, shot in Rabbeinu Tam. The tvei dinim, classical Greek. The two halachas. There is a din of Atei Dochalosis. Can't deny that. The Gemara quotes Rish Lakish in the context of Tzitzit. What does Rish Lakish say? So when, if it's a yes or the time, Shneim, Yavu Atei Dochalosis. There must be the din of Tzichuya. But, the Rav explained if you have any time. That's only if there's no Tzitzit. If it's Tzitzit, then it will be called Hutzur. You know I have the difference between Hutzur and Tzichuya. Tzichuya you're only permitted to do when there's no alternative. Hutra, you may do even if there is an alternative. That's the famous distinction between Hutra and Tzichuya. Hutra is a tetragamma. We discussed with so many times, so many different comments that comes up. Because never been Shabbat, for example. May you do it if you can avoid it, or only if you can't avoid it. The Machlokas have shown it. Avodah b'Shabbat, Hutra. Perish, Gemara. I mean, you don't have to try to find a way to avoid doing the Avodah. So certainly, if it's Hutra, there's no need to look elsewhere. Okay? Fine. Now, how do you know? So Rashi and Chumash tells you, you have a Chumash and Rashi here? Do you have a Chumash and Rashi or no? No, really no Chumash and Rashi? We should have the whole, you still want to get in the Chumash and Rashi here. It's becoming, we made a joke about it for a week. But the time that we should start joking, have a Chumash and Rashi. What does Hutra mean? Hutra means is absolutely no issue whatsoever. You don't have to try to avoid it. That's a machlokas and machab and the Ramah. If you can avoid doing Chilul Shabbos, how so? First has to be saved. There's a guy right there. So what's the din? The machab is Hutra. Why give it to a guy? Why give him the mitzvah? I want the mitzvah. I have a mitzvah with no cross. This is not Shabbos, it's Tuesday. Monday. Even though it says in the calendar Saturday, Shabbos, but I'll pee off at Hutra. It's like a weekday. If you say the Kuya, you have to look for alternatives. If you get a guy to do it, you get a guy to do it. There's a Shala by Tumba. So get a Hanukkah. Perfect example. So get a Hanukkah. It's Pnei Yeshua, of family talk. Pnei Yeshua has a famous Kasha. What's the big deal about the miracle? Hanukkah is an unnecessary miracle. Why is it a necessary miracle? Even if there'll be only Shemen Tomei. The Gemara says, Tumba the Kuya B'tibur. Not close. This is Tumba the Kuya B'tibur. Possibly passing the Kuya B'tibur. Tumba the Kuya B'tibur means, if there's no alternative, you may use Shemen Tomei for the Hadlokas on the Menorah. So who did a miracle? That's a famous, there's a couple of famous answers to that question. Huh? Oh, but some say, I don't know about Shasta Shmak, I don't know about Chanukah as a menorah. The first time you're using the menorah, you want to dedicate the menorah, then you have to do it, you know, with all that you do. You can't do it in the open of the clear. No, the entire 8 days is connected to the front of Chanukah Tamanoa. So some of the chuyimitzi, but that's one answer that so we don't want to rely on it because for the dedication ceremony. But say Shuvah is the following teres. Say Shuvah doesn't. You have to say Shuvah? Well then. Okay. Say Shuvah is like this. Ain't up in Ami. They would have been able to light with Shemit Tumah. But that would have been only with the Yevit. You pass the Tumah as the Kuya of the season. And therefore, the entire miracle is existing to enable us to fulfill the mitzvah of the Chatzilah. Behiduro. Not Behiduro if you do it to Shemit Tumah. That was the Pnei Yeshua, the universal minigit from Hanukkah, to fulfill the mitzvah of Mahajin and Mahajin and Mahajin. Why was Hanukkah Zayat among different than all the mitzvahs in the Torah, in the Halacha. But he does, everyone does it universally, he do it. Hajim, Hajim, and Hajim. Why? Because the entire miracle was just to enable us to do the mitzvah in the Mishkan, he do it, in the mitzvah, he do it. So the way that Mida can make a Mida, the way we celebrate the miracle, is by fulfilling our mitzvah, he do it. The Baal of the Shah. Had Philip been hooked to the Tzibur, which is one day in the Gemara, then the whole Tzibur was terrible, be no good. Because we don't pass him at all. We're catching the same shoe. His Torah says, it's an ultimate be the Chathir the way it is with Shem and Tome. I'm just giving you another example. I'm a hooker with the Kuya. For Abota, what's the Chang of Kam Sitsis? To lie in the Sitsis, is it a Hutra or is it the Kuya? The Gemara from the Pharaohs is the Kuya. One of the Nathas and Amalek said that both was Lokish in this context. And says, when it comes to Kalayim B'tzitzit, when it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneem, you may not have the Kalayim B'tzitzit. When it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneem, then you may. Next to the other, that implies what we call No. That implies hukra. But if you have, you have what? You have, Pelet, you're assuming that, because why don't there's seven plus is required. If you have Pelet, then it's hukra. Why can't it be hukra? No.
It's right next to the
shot. Right. The lion, but since it's quoted now, it's good. Give an example of a Seder of Halos.
Right.
No, I have been a time to put truth against the affairs of Gemara. That's the answer. It is Pelet, that it's good truth. Based on the fact that the two truths are what we call today juxtaposed. The one right next to the other. That implies that we call a hukra. But if you're in a situation, we have no Pelet. There's no Pelet, then the halacha is that it is what we call Buya. Let me one second. I want to do a Rashi in Parshas Yitro. Parak Tzav Pasuk Tet. Listen carefully. Zachar v'shava v'nemer v'divu recha nemer. Yeah? Zachar v'shava said it one shot. The Rashi has given me examples of other people who said it one shot. Catch this. V'chen mechalalea mos yumos v'yom ha-shava shnei kevotu. Talking about. One is in the two that so far from each other in the Kumbh. It means Hutra. It means when you have to the one you know, you give a vote on Shabbos, that's a Kukuya. There's no Yama Shabbos in the comments of Yama Shabbos next to us. There's no Makalaba Fumas in the comments of Yama Shabbos next to us. There's no Yama Shabbos in the first place. Vita. Erebat Eishes Aficha, Yavomo Yavu Aleo. There's a chat. I say it's Boker. The law to say of what? Of Erebat Eishes Aficha. The Torah. No, I said that below. Hutra, in the case of a great case of Yibu. Yeah, we discussed. I say the Ochalot is an additional lab, Amzeres, etc. Here's the third example. Okay. Do what he says. Lovesu Vashatnes, the villain, Tafel. Rashi says the Kumish in Parshas Yibu on the Therapy of Yibu. What do you mean, Hutra? It's a Kuya up in the Gemara right over here. It could be that Rashi held like it's Einikul, like the Rabbeinu Tam. But they didn't. Since Kuvia is the Gemara in Menachos, that's Memrish Blachish. That's when it's no Chelet. But it's also Hutra. Hutra is what Rashi called the Dibur Echad. Right. That's exactly what the Rav says. Well, Silver Shad and Zilkal, that's exactly the fact that these two are together implies Hutra. Complicated Gemara. What's how you do? The pastor is the whole discussion of the Gemara. The whole sugi in Menachos. Hot chelet and in my chelet, the lover. Lover now has the chelet. You have this, what we call juxtaposition, which Rashi and Chumash already said implies Hutra. So, that's all the other case of Hutra. Abode on Shabbos is Hutra. Yibum is Hutra. Right? We have to assume it's also Hutra. Adding Moshe to Kuya. That's the answer. There's sometimes clear, sometimes hutra. How do you know when? But we don't know when it's from Rashi and Chumash. But it wouldn't be crazy to assume it was like the Einikul. Like Rabbeinu Tam, who seems to say it in Halachos, that Tehillah is hutra. I look at the Sukkim, it's either with or without. I don't know, it's a shayla. How else? Rashi and Could be, that's not such a great therapy. Yes. Most parents cough plus a test. And the parents are different. Similar to what they're up to, right? I don't have to put it on. I have to get to this. They have to get it. We're going to get it. Let me see what he says. Yeah. Hold on. You guys are also in this book? No, I didn't. I'm close to the biggest. And which one's clear? Could be. Okay, but the Rav explained much more barich. Let's go. That's what the Mamma Thomas I put on the 4th Thursday, to guide you through the Rav Shvikul Torah. Because the Machlokas is in Menachos. whether sitting is chovas gavra or chovas mona, or otherwise known as chovas talis, menachas memala from an alpha. Now, in the extreme case of Shmuel, Omer Shmuel klikups the chayavim b'tzitzis, which means you have in your drawer, you have a four-corner garment, you're not wearing it, you're still chayav in tzitzis. Amazing. We don't pass like Shmuel, of course. But Shmuel said so. Shmuel said so. So at first glance, Shmuel said so, so he said so. But we don't pass like him. So Allah Almighty is irrelevant. The fact that Shmuel says that it's Kovas Talis. Who cares? It's Shmuel Shita. We don't pass like Shmuel. We don't spend time talking about it. It's another Shita that's not accepted under all Allah Almighty. That's the Talmud stuff. Not accepted. But the Rav said no. It's Tzvedinim. That's what it's Tzvedinim. Tzved Parash and Chumash. Yasula and Tzitzit. The first of the first. You will make Tzitzit when you wear the Tzitzit. Al Kanfa Bizecha. When you put on a garment that's called a Gavra to wear a four-corner garment with Tzitzit. But he said, the other parasha of Losul Bashan is Gedilim Tassalacha. Is a chovas mona, a chovas talis. There's only one slight change, you might call it a major change, for the opinion of Shmuel. Shmuel says that a garment which is in your drawer is called a garment. Who took it, that's what he But also that tzitzit is a chovas gavra, and gevilim takalach is a chovas talis, a chovas mona. Money is Aramaic for a cleat, for a utensil, which also means a garment. Only one difference. We add those last few words. The dealing path is a chovas mona. But only al arba kantos kutusko asher sekatsubo. If you put it on, then it's called a mona. So the way we hold the halakha, if your four-cornered garment is in your drawer, it's not even called a mona. Not even called a talis for our purposes. In other words, we agree in principle with the idea of chovas talis and chovas mona. But we limit it to a case of Hashem Tachasaba, a case in which you are wearing it on your body. But when you're wearing it on your body, the Rebbe explained it's not just a chovas gavra, like I have a chovas gavra to shake a lulav and sukkot. I have a chovas gavra to eat matzah and pesach. I have a chovas gavra to put on tefillin. Not much more than that. It's a chovas gavra, yes, but it's also a chovas mona. Now you'll say, what kind of words it is? Well, what does it mean? Where does it come from? How does it express itself? But be patient. I'll try to explain. So we're saying now the Rav is saying a chiddush nora. And the din d'oraisa, there are two parshas of tzitzit, so there are two different dinim. It's a chovas gavra. And a chovas talis, but the chovas talis la'alok is limited to a case in which you're wearing it. And Shmuel does not have that limitation. He extends it to a clay kufsa. Now, let's try to analyze slowly what practical differences result. And this is so. That sits inside of being a chovas gavra is also a chovas mona. Be careful. Let's say we had our toast which we discussed last week. Toast said, don't say, right at the top of the table, don't say you shouldn't put on the garment. No, that's not called Asher B'Kayim Shnei. Remember, Paul said, he had something last week, he had something. Shu had a pshat, and Rabbi Chanan said something. Maybe you can explain it in regard to what the Rabbi explained. There exists what we call a chovas mona. A chovas mona means that this garment, when it's worn, there's an obligation that it should have. So for this reason, we don't say, well, don't wear the garment. Don't wear this garment, wear a different garment. This came from more, but we went for a more balabataship shot. The Rabbi came a more lovely shot. Mizisachovasmana, which means that this garment that is being worn will have an obligation of putting tzitzit on it. So we are told that this is a totally appropriate thing to do with the spirit of Aseh Dochalot Aseh. That you should can only fulfill this Chovasmana if you put the garment on. If you put the garment on, by definition, you're running afoul of Klayim. Can't help it. Can't help it. Exactly. That's exactly the problem. If you didn't draw, you're not. If it had we passed like Shmuel, to leave it in Israel, you have a mitzvah. You have no right to wear it. If you passed, if you leave it in Israel, you have no mitzvah. There's no chiyuv. So you must put it on. Oh, this is very careful. This is that much more important after me. That we could have taken care of it otherwise, explain our toast. Now the other toast which don't lend themselves to simple explanation. There are cases where I've also read that time is matir to put on kalayim, even though apparently there is no obligation to wear tzitzit in the first place with the rice. And not even with the rabbonim. For example, the Tosfos Menachos Mem, I asked him to take a look at. He said like this, what about a borrowed garment? Tosfos Menachos and Chul. A borrowed garment. We pass from Atala Sha'ula, there's no chiyuv with the rice of tzitzit. We discussed with another parak Hashoah. That was last year, right? Right? Was that Hashoah last year? Remember we had Bayit Shoal as far as mezuzah, and we had Atala Sha'ula as far as tzitzit. In that context, there have been a time that tells us two other cases. A woman is focused in the midst of tzitzit. This is Tzatzei, we consider to be wild. Man, Rama, because night is different than day, we'll see in a minute. And it's also night. At night, Rabbi Otsai. Rabbi Natan seems to be saying there's no mitzvah of. And nevertheless, he says, Apal Pikain, you may wear kilayim. How can that be? How can that be? In Ultimate Gemara, I say, Dolch Alota says. Asay dochalos asay. In the night there's no asay. For a woman there may not even be a full asay. We discussed that a little bit before. The woman may be a kiyam asay. That's a question. We have to look at the Rambam. The Ramban and others disagree about this. But at night, there's no asay. There's no kiyam to it at night. So how can you allow the guy to put on his lion to when there's no asay at night to be dochalos asay? Talos she'ula. There's no asay. There's no kiyam in talos she'ula. Egypt has to be belong to God, doesn't belong to you. Doesn't belong to you. So there's no chiyuv with the raisa, not even with the rabbana. So how can it be allowed? How is it possible? How can you explain it? The world went back again. And the story, as far as night is concerned, is quite complicated. It's probably familiar from the Ambass from a few years ago, from other studies of Mr. Brewer. There's a big machlokas how he's shown him in terms of how to, is it day or is it night? If it's day, you're chayav no matter what kind of garment it is. If it's night, you're puffed no matter what kind of garment it is. It's the Rambam Shitz, it's a simple job. Like many other mitzvahs apply only by day, not by night. That explains perfectly well what the Gemara suggests, that according to the, that citizens of mitzvah say, no, it's Mangarama, the prize by day and not by night. Finish. But the lush of the Gemara is not master that way. But the Gemara, the lush is prophet, Kus Lila. And he told He trapped the Ksus Laila in order to knight the pajamas in Potiphar. Okay? Major problem. If you're Potiphar in pajamas, why is it called the Zman Grama? Nothing to do with what time it is, of the day it is as far as when you're fulfilling the Mitzvah. Because what kind of garment it is. That's Bahar is Tosin and Kiddushin Amidala. Tosin says, Hema. Hey, Chief Toshim, Sitzit in the situation of Man Gramal, Man Dama, Menachos, Memal. Sitzit Tov as Talas, Yom. Look how he starts. He starts by asking if Sitzit is a Chayav even in the drawer, Shmuel Shem. Rabosai, come on, we got sidetracked. Please, please. So, listen carefully. The Rav is medayeg that the reason why it's totally, according to Shita Satosis, in Ksus Yom and Ksus Laila, and not in Yom Balaila literally, is you know why? Kovas Talos. That's the Hemshe Chatosis used that way. They started off with Kedusha by talking about Kovas Talos. No, Kovas Talos was not Grom. Then they added, even though we hold Kovas Gavra, nevertheless, it depends upon Ksus Yom and Ksus Laila. Why? The Rav said the idea of the Chal Shem, Ksus Yom, and Chal Shem, Ksus Laila, as separate halakhic categories, makes sense if you maintain that there exists a Chovas Talis, that this Talis is obligated. You can argue, oh, this Talis is obligated, this kind of a Talis, a daytime garment. And this kind of garment, the nighttime garment, is not obligated. You see that the chova is a chova, a chova's talis. Of course, we pass it against Shmuel. It's only a chova's talis when it's on your back. So if this lila is not considered what we call a mona de chiyuva, a garment which is chayiv and tittit. They go and you haven't worn yet. You just haven't gotten around to wearing it. So the halacha would be it's the first time you wear it, you're tired. Again, the chovah doesn't mean it's a chovah that's bigger in the closet, in the drawer. That's Shmuel Shita. We hold that when the person has the garment on his back, then is a chovah on the... We mean chovas beggar. We mean the chovah and the man who wears the garment to make sure that each and every beggar has to. No, chovas adam is, as you say, is that the person has an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzit. If he has the garment, well, according to put on tzitzit. Now we're saying that it's a chovah, chovas mana, which means you know you really all your garments are tzitzit. Your drawers not called your garments. I'm putting it on you. It's really the chovah and the gat and the in the mana. The two reasons. Because of the chovah's genre, correct? You just said.
He brought the Ksus Laila in order to night the pajamas in Potiphar. Okay? Major problem. If you're Potiphar in pajamas, why is it called the Zman Grama? Nothing to do with what time of the day it is as far as when you're fulfilling the mitzvah now. Because what kind of garment it is. That's part of Tosfos in Kiddush and Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, Tema. Hey, he thought she was the situation of man grammar, man dama, man ochas, man mal. She was called as palace, yeah. Look how he thought. He thought that by asking if sisters are chayav even in a drawer, Shmuel Shita, how can it be called man grammar? Came in the cliche, kufs, kufs, the chayav and the sisters. For all some lekkas, man grammar, klal. The bain by yom, bain by laila, chayav in. No difference in my drawer this day or night. Tells the first kasha. Then they continue, and the Rav explained that the second part is based on the first. Ba'afil, the man, the yama, sitzes kovas, gavrahu, kasha. The kamod, it's the slay, the psura, kshulav, shabayom, the job is between 7 and 9 a.m. for those who roll over in bed in those hours, no, present company excluded. For those who would be in bed at an hour, right, in pajamas, which are, they have four corners. Okay, all right, 7 to 8, okay. One second. Gemodic suslai la p'tur k'shulov shabayom. Hachanamik susyom chayeves kishalovish balayla. You wear this four-cornered gizmo you have on you right now. Everyone has now a four-cornered garment under his shirt. Garments, okay, we hope. We're confident. So everyone has a four-cornered garment under his shirt. Now, it gets dark at 5 o'clock. So my kid, who's a little kid, said, we saw he was one of the kids with him last night, night before. The way it is, it tonight! The question is tonight! I said, it doesn't matter. Because there's a condition. Like, Sus Yom is Chayevet, Gishalov is Balayla. And therefore, a person should try his best to have his tzitzit on at night, just like by day. So what do you mean, Zman Grama? There's no minute in the day when there's no obligation to wear tzitzit. The Acharina b'Yishamik Sosyom Shalom Shabalayla Chayevas Petzitzit. Bim Ken Eti Toshilo Zman Grama Kevin Shachayevas Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. Marie came and Shechayuva Tali B'mash Azman Gorm L'Vishos L'Viyom Yesh L'Lechosh Azman Grama Shazman L'Vishos L'Gorm Achiyuv. Nunu, not so great term, but that's Tos Dan. Yeah, but we have a Spegin Adina, the Postman say. We're not sure who's right there. I don't know or Postman, but we have a cloud. Whenever you're in doubt, as far as the bracha is concerned, leave it out. Do it out. No bracha. No bracha. If you put on a palace at night, no bracha, and no bracha if you watch pajamas by day. Wait a minute, what we're saying now, Spegin Adina, the pajamas by day should also be chayav according to Shitas Haramba. So the minhag is not that way, not that we don't go so far. Although the truth is, both pajamas are anyway are. And that's four corners. It's four corners, and two in the front, two in the back. Otherwise, every shirt has four corners. One, two, and two in the front. So a cover, that's a good question. A cover, four corners. Oh, so it's not there. Who's each shirt?
Wear your cover?
You pull the shit up and back.
Pull your cover around you. Poncho, it's a problem. Depends what it's made from. Many parts are made from plastic. Plastic is not, no thread. No thread to puzzle. Even if, huh? Whoa. Rav Moshe is a famous trooper. Rav Moshe has woven polyester is also puffer from the
Can you say that? A marshal is a potter. For the marshal, you cannot wear polyester tissue. Because you're not tight. Synthetic fabric. Synthetic fabric does not come from thread. It comes really from sheets. It's like if it's made in a factory, they make a whole big sheet. Then something they make it into thread. For a marshal, leather is part of the vegetable oil. Because it's made from a big hide. But if you took a vegetable oil, and you cut it into a million small pieces and started making thread out of the linen, out of the leather, you'd be perfect. Those two synthetic. So Moshe's side. Others disagree with Moshe. So Moshe's wrong. A bad habit was close against Moshe. Okay. That's right. Make a gold thread. If you start to make a gold
or
garment,
or
silver garment from the, it's amazing. The quarter of Moshe would be perfect for
sitting. What's the biggest floor part? Big, it's one big.
So now he's a puff, if it's one big hive, but even if you take it and you cut it into a million pieces and make it into thread, it'd still be part of Rav Moshe. Right?
No.
The ultimate comes to polyester. So Rav Moshe's talk. Others disagree with Rav Moshe. Yes. The office will cover your holes just over here. That's one of the clues there. That's why that's the big problem when they wear these quote talaisim, the shawl, prayer shawl. That's the word. They wear the prayer shawl like this.
They're actually big silos.
But if you wear them regular,
they're big
enough. It's not done. Okay, let's go on. It's not prayer shawl. Why should we have no prayer shawl?
What's the deal with covers?
What?
The deal with covers? I sit up in bed.
Why don't we wear it at night? Why don't we wear it when we sleep?
Hold on. We don't.
We don't, right? Why not?
Why not? When you sleep, the minhag is to take off your tzitzit. Many people say you should not take off when you sleep at night. For a variety of reasons. Nigla and nisbar. Nigla is, you want to make a new bracha when you wake up, and you want to be shy about the bracha. And nisbar is nisbar.
Yeah, but why should that, if we were supposed to for the whichever the Rambam or I remember.
Rambam, you're supposed to sleep.
Yeah,
for why you're sleeping. It's hard to fulfill the mitzvah when you're sleeping.
Right.
You're like sukkah. Yashin the sukkah, the mitzvah. It's really a different part of the mitzvah. That's those 2 seconds. Good question. Barry asked, if that's the case, we should all wear our consciousness for all night when we sleep. Even if you say when you sleep, there's no mitzvah, but the second before you fall asleep, we'll have a minute.
Right.
Do that? Tonight?
And if you say no, so what?
We were taught not to wear this tonight. He digs it up in his.
So what's the shadow about taking a nap
then? If they take a nap by day, the post is about to shoot it with by day.
Because
both the nigla and the nisba. This is the day during the night. And nigla, because you don't want to have to make a new bracha when you wake up in the morning. When you wake up from your nap. So that's why I go for a Shabbos nap, I leave my senses on.
Night.
What?
So you say you don't want to make a new bracha when you wake up.
Well, you can fulfill your chalvus one in the drawer. You're right. And you also have to put 4 strings on one in the drawer also. But we have not the passing like Shmuel. We pass in a kli, which is in the kufsa, in the drawer, is not labeled as a kli. A kli that's on your back, even at night. If it's a daytime garment, like the things that we wear in the talus cotton, it is considered a mana dechiyuva, and therefore the chovas mana exists, even though the chovas garment does not. No. The Rav explained that the reason why the gavra has to wear is not because of Chovas gavra. Because we don't follow Shmuel, an indispensable prerequisite for what we call mana, or mana de chiyuva, is it's on somebody's back. When somebody's back, then it's called a mana de chiyuva, a kli, which is private, Chovas mana. If it's lying in a drawer somewhere, same exact garment with all the durim and all the beautiful grace and stripes, whatever else it may have. If it's in a drawer, not on somebody's back, it's not called the mother of the chiyu. It's not called the beggar shel chiyu. That's how the Rebbe explained.
If you put on sittas at night, you have a time the chovas mana, and not the chovas gabra. Yes. It's only a chovas talis when it's on your back. So if sus lila is not considered what we call a mana de chiyuva, a garment which is tied and sittas. They go and you haven't worn yet. You just haven't gotten around to wearing it yet. So the halacha would be if the first time you wear it, you're tired. Again, the chovas doesn't mean it's a chovas bigger in the closet, in the drawer. That's Shmuel Shita. We hold that when the person has the garment on his back, then is a chovas on the... You mean chovas beggar, we mean the chovas on the man who wears the garment to make sure that each and every beggar has to... No. Chovas on them is, as you say, is that the person has an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah of duty. If he has the garment, four corners, you put on tzitzit. Now we're saying that it's a chovas, chovas mana, which means, you know, you really, all your garments are tzitzit. Your drawer, it's not called your garment. I'm putting it on yet. It's really the form of the gut and the mana. The two reasons. Because of the Chovas Gavra, correct? You just said. But it's more than the Chovas Gavra. The Chovas Mana. You should see with the thing. Any garment which you're wearing, which is considered a mana of the Chiyuva, has to have Chittas in and of itself. Huh? Might not come in here. You have Chovas Gavra anyway, then. Oh, I'll give you a case. I'll give you a case. It'll be Chovas Mana, but it'll be no Chovas Gavra. Hold on. I'll give it. Hold on. If I wear Ksus Laila Bayom, I'm perfect. You know why? Because we said before, it cannot be a Chovas Gavra without a Chovas Mana. They have to have both. You have to have a Chovas Mana, and the Chovas Mana can then create an effect that we call a Chovas Gavra too. If I'm wearing Ksus Laila is no Chovas Mana, as I said before. There's no Chovas Talis or Chovas Mana. It cannot be a Chovas Gavra either. Nah, that's how we're at Laila Bayom. What if I wear Yom Balayla? I'm wearing these four corners, these things, it's going to happen tonight. I'm going to the Chagiga tonight, right? This is show, you know. It's going to be sweaty, dancing, this, I want to take it off. Take it off. I, first of all, I think, my opinion is, that if you're really going to get sweaty, and you're kind of ruining the you really should take it off. I'm not going to get that sweaty. It's not a It's not a 3-on-3 tournament.
No, I know exactly. Why should you take up people's and run?
Should you ruin it?
Why
would it? Is it ever done before? You know how to ruin a Kevin Summit?
Beggar is not a Kevin Summit.
Beggar is. Drinks certainly are.
Drinks are not going to get
something else. Beggar ruins. I'm telling you, guys who died, I'm telling you from experience. People who were playing the ball with the sisters, they get ruined. This happens. I can't explain to you exactly why. This happens. So they get pulled out, they get wet, I don't know what it is. They get ruined. Hair gets wet, it's weird. It's a fact. My empirical experience, observation is telling me that those who wear sisters when they're playing, they get ruined. And it depends. The question of someone flowing at you, I would hope that in tennis doesn't happen. Some of the questions of sweat, depends how you play. Playing doubles, there's no other take off. Playing baseball, no other take off. Those are sports that don't move in at all. I don't want to have to play in the cloud. Pickles not, and they don't get any exercise. And but if you're playing singles or basketball, because no full-fledged essay is Thomas Gavra, nevertheless, the chovas mana. The chovas mana, we say hutra. And we say hutra, even though there's no chovas gava, afal pikein, you may wear the klayim. That's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying over here. That's what he's saying. You don't even have to do chalos to say. There's no assay in the full sense. 1 second. Suslai is also, why? There's no hutra. There's no tuya. There's nothing. Nothing. Can't have a chovas gava and a chovas mona. Can't. It's sus laila is a mona de tour, like a text, like garment. What? Not sus laila, no. No. Sus laila? Pajamas? You're wasting your time to put strings on. You won't accomplish anything. The mona de tour. But the chiyuv mana is only in the proper account of a mana, not in a ksus laila. That's the word of ksus laila. It's not a mana of the chiyuv. So therefore, you accomplish no, you get no mitzvah point for putting strings, attaching strings to pajamas. Zip. Ksus yom balaila. So the balaf parenthesis assumes the fear of minatam. It's ksus yom balaila, ksus yom bayom are identical. You couldn't have the fear of minatam. You also know. Sus yom bayom as a double chiyuv, a chovas gav and a chovas mona. Sus yom balayla only has a chovas mona. Just better. Chovas mona means that the person, of course, there's no chiyuv, no objects are on time. In the Kodesh Shmuel, the object of the drawer is time. I'm obligated to see what my object in my drawer has four strings. There too, but we call that chovas mona. So I have an obligation to see that this garment has four strings, that's called the chovas mona. Because the shmuel is lying in my drawer, we don't pass much more. But according to us, you're going to be wearing it at night, when you have no chovas gav, you have a chovas mona. That's the real strength of the time. The parentheses are kind of meyusha. Yes? So the way me hutra, what's the chiddush of time? You know, you'll say that kalayim is mutter in sittus, even though there's no chiyuv. Example, sus yom balayla. What do you mean there's no chiyuv? There's an absolute that happens to send to you. Let's read it again. Hachanami, Omer ben Atam, the Hachanami mean in Hashmina feel the Balayla, Eim do Mishum Klayim, Afa Gav, the Lab, Zman, Tizisi. What do you mean? Who cares? Klayim is saying it's 2 a.m. Where you have to have, if you have a Mona de Tura, 1 second, if you have a Kli Kushka, you have a four-cornered garment in the drawer. No Chobos Gav is going to the drawer, put it on, you don't wear it. No Chobos is put this on right now either. Right? When you're wearing it, right, there's a Mona de Chiyuva. A pajama is not a mother of the human. So therefore there's no fear whatsoever to put four strings in the four corner of a pajama.
Even though he's wearing it.
Even you're wearing it. Because if he had got it, only is in the mother of the human. That's what they're up to. Not the other way around, they're both sides. Tonight, come to the chagigah, not something. That's what it's the chagigah. So I'm going to be putting on my, I have my four corner garment on, right? What do I fulfill? So the traditional and conventional wisdom is that wearing my four-cornered garment tonight at the Chagigah, according to Tosfos, is the same mitzvah as wearing my four-cornered garment now at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You pass it, doesn't depend upon Yom Balayla. It's a bunch of shot I always taught. But when you were taught in fifth grade, don't you say you do that way? The Machlok is 2 days, the Machavar Ramon, the Tosfos, the Ramon, the Tosfos. Some say that depends upon day and night. Some of it depends upon the kind of garment that you have. Wear machmir, the clothes wear machmir like kosher, so it doesn't matter at all if it's day or night. The same chiyuv exists by day, exists by night. That's how we were always taught. One second. That's how we were taught. Now, it says in the first mission, Vayomish is no good. And the Gemara says in the beginning. And the first thing, not only is it stolen, but even if it's what if it's borrowed, it's not good. You need what? Shela Lachem, Lachakon Lachem. What if someone will say, okay, Rabbi, I only have a borrowed esrog or a borrowed lulav. I'll make a bracha. So if I want to take an esrog on the first day and borrow it, can I make a bracha on it? Chas v'sholem. Bracha levatala. I would say to Yosef, you may not do it. God made a bracha on his Esther Kashal, comes to me to do tshuva. He made a bracha on the Matala. Shot. Why is Tal Shula different than Esther Kashal? That's the answer. That a Tal Shula is no Chizaki of Gagra, not the Deva. It's the mana. It's a fork on the garment, it's on somebody's back. It's a chavos money. Chavos money can make a bracha. That way, don't you have to put it on later on again. Again, we say it's kiyu. Fish is never a kiyu. You want to have been zapped by the malach. Right? He's in risk, so he's never a kiyu. But we mean there is, there really is a kiyu. So the first could be that the kiyu that the malach and the easy risk are worried about is by day. We have to quote Chavos Gavra. But at night, perhaps we can be more makel, according to some folks, on the grounds that, the way the Rav explained it, at night of the Chavos Mona. If you have a four-cornered garment, you must have to. But if you don't wear it, you don't wear it. It's not so bad not to wear it. By day, it's worse not to wear it because of the Chavos Gavra. What? He doesn't take it off his full phone of dominant matter. It's really not the right thing to do. And even if the rub is right, you still have a chovas mona, which is to try to fulfill the rest of your ability at night. So there is more lenient a little bit, but not to take it off just like this. What? Because whenever you're not wearing a garment, we pass it against Shmuel. Shmuel holds a chovas mona upon you to declare kufsa. Right. Very correct. Exactly so. But there's no chovas gavra. The master needs the right to tell us who. How can it be? The answer that a Tom keeps those opinions. The Tala Shula. There's no chovas gavra, but a chovas mana there is. And it's precise as a chovas mana, which suffices to knock out the inyan of kelayim. And the same thing applies to women. They're supposed to be the best of women. But the same thing applies to women. How can you say by women, I say don't halot to say? Can't be. No chiyam on them. So by the time is again going with the shita, what's that going? Look it out. The other day, but the Tan says like this. He says like this. Some say a woman cannot wear a beggar of kalayim. Also with the right. The temperature too with the right. They don't say the halacha. How many times they love it? He says Caleb has no kalayim. Can't feel the talis kusura. There's a whole discussion we call hitul mutel. I'm not going into that. Hitul mutelas means you put on extra strings. The mutelas already has strings on it. The Rav has that piece. I'm not going to, that's too complicated. We'll leave it out there. That's how the Rav explained. If you put on stitches at night, you're going to climb the chovas mun and not the chovas garment. Yes.
Correct.
only danger is the battle of the Kovac Gavra. The battle of the Kovac Gavra. But we call Kovac Gavra. I'm saying is that we should the Chatzil aware that each one of the 18. Yeah. Not exactly to Esther. Esther, the Az Ben Afkele. 1 minute. A brother later, it's too late. So we have to turn it upside down. Okay, we have to come on as well. What kind of tricks we do? Make a brother later, too late. What if you were in Abba Conference? And you start putting on another Abba Conference. You make another brother. Another one, another brother. That's happened in March at the beginning, they're all included. But if you were able to put 18 on at 18 different times, you never mind, you make 18 different brothers. So in that context, the Bach and the Hagos at the bottom of the Torah, according to Maral and Chaviv, both say, since this is called as Mana, that's what it means. That's what they mean. Some disagree. I don't understand how, so we pass them again, so we pass them after every single garment requires a separate bro. Yeah. That's right. You're not allowed, there's no law, you're not allowed the right. You're not allowed, means you're Mavatu, and this is what I say. The Mavatu will be called the Chovas Mother. Chovas garment you already have one garment, you're fulfilling the mystic, and that's what you did. Hey, but another garment, why should I put it on? There's some type of disagree. There's one day that the Bach and the Maral Chabib put the quote, and said, it's not that way. I have one garment with Tzitzis, a Chovas Mon. Therefore, Kilayim by Beged Shiyom Balayla's Mutter. As we said before, Beged Shiyom Balayla, we're assuming what is there? It's what? There is, no, come on, a Chovas Mana. A Chovas Mana. It answers the question in the parentheses. What Rabbeinu Tam says? Rabbeinu Tam says that Afilu Balayel Eilu Mishim Kalayim. They write in the parentheses, Rabbeinu Tam Sosa Mepere Shalomala. What do you mean? Because earlier Rabbeinu Tam said, if you wear the garment at night, the Beged Yom Balayel Eilu Chayim Etzitzis. So the guy in the parentheses couldn't understand, couldn't make heads or tails of Rabbeinu Tam. What's about the time saying a Kiddush? He goes, Kalayim, which is this Hutra, it's even Mutter to wear it in your Beged Yom Balayla. Ha! Beged Yom Balayla, if you're about the time, is the same as Beged Yom Bayom. What's about the time in the Kaddish? What's the adding over here? That's clear. That's the parentheses here. The rough quote from other sources, they also have the same questions as the Bala parentheses. Whoever you may be. The rough answer, no, the parentheses missed the boat. I mean, the Tom never said that night is exactly equivalent to my day. Chalila. Then it makes no sense to see her. I mean, the Tom is the mice, the fact, the bottom line. The Mokuyim to where Tiffin and the Beggar and Yom Balayla. But there's no Chovas Gavra. It's only a Chovas Mana. It's unbelievable. It's like a Moshe by the Rambam.
And it's quoted in the Rambam on the proper. In the Gosra Moshe Manah. You know, there's a broccoli made called this Abbe Pachit. The Rambam.